Every year in St. Louis, more than 1,000 immigrants take English language classes at the International Institute. They're among 5 million English language learners in the U.S. Immigrant advocates say packed English classes disproves the notion that the newcomers don't want to learn English. St. Louis Public Radio's Laura Hamden tells one student's story.
After she drops off her kids at school, 40-year-old Mariam Bakhtari sits in a classroom herself.
What does the job interview do?
You give them personal information and about your career.
She's a housewife, mom of four, and student. But there's one thing she wants more every day, to improve her English and get back into medicine. She takes English classes Monday through Friday at the International Institute of St. Louis.
I really need it because I want to support my family, my husband. I want to find a good professional job and also to support and help my children with their homework and become a dependent person in the community and society.
Bakhtari is from Kabul, Afghanistan. She was a gynecologist there, but she says life became dangerous for her family due to her husband's work with the U.S. military. She arrived with her husband and kids last year on a special immigrant visa. She moved to St. Louis in February and signed up for the English program in October. A year later, she's seen a big improvement in her English skills.
When I started the classes, I was not comfortable to talk with someone. And after 1 year, now I can talk confidently.
The English classes at the International Institute are free. Each year, they serve about 1,100 adult students who speak 40 different languages. Most of them are refugees. Many walk or take multiple buses to get to their classes. I asked Bakhtari what she thought about complaints that immigrants don't want to learn English.
No, that's not correct, because they want to work in the United States and they want to be a good, helpful person in the American society.
They all know that English is the key to anything they want to achieve in this country.
That's Anita Barker. She's vice president and director of education at the Institute. She says the students' tenacity and ability to commit time to learning a new language is remarkable. Students come from various educational backgrounds. Some, like Bakhtari, were university graduates and professionals in their home countries. But a few are learning to hold a pencil for the very first time. The English program offers 7 classes, from beginning to advanced.
Okay, everyone please. Fall.
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 Fall down.
Fall down.
Knee.
Knee.
Marlene Cruzy teaches the beginning level courses. She's been at the Institute for 30 years and says it's become her passion. Cruzy students have very limited English skills. Some aren't even literate in their native languages. Add to the equation old age, health issues, and traumatic past experiences.
It can be very, very complicated for them. But the dedication, the one thing that students do, I think, that we have is they appreciate education far more in many ways than some of our so-called Native Americans.
Cruzy uses simple grammar rules and words. It's known as controlled language. She says that helps create a secure environment for the students. Every month, students take a test to see if they're ready for the next level class. English paves the way for immigrants to take important steps in the country, such as gaining citizenship or attending college. Barker says the Institute offers advanced programs for learners, such as a Bridge to College course.
This is a class that provides academic reading and writing, homework, orientation to college, so that everything they need to be successful in college.
As for Bakhtari, she started taking the Bridge to College course a couple of months ago. She hopes to start community college this spring. I'm Laura Hamden, St. Louis Public Radio.